You're listening to the Kim Komando Show podcast, and here's hour two for the weekend of March 27th, 2021.
All right, so it used to be that when you had a question about your boyfriend or girlfriend, I mean, you'd ask your boyfriends or girlfriends, you'd ask the people around you, but not anymore. When people have questions about what's going on in their lives, they head to Reddit. That's right. So this woman jumps on Reddit. She said she's been going out with this guy for like 6 months. She details it all. And she always paid half of whatever was owed on all the dates. So things are going pretty well. And they decide, well, you know what? Maybe we should go away for the weekend together. So it's their first weekend away. And so they start planning, like, you know, what they're going to do. They're going to ride bikes and rent a boat and stuff like that. And she says, you know what? Why don't we go out one night to a really, really nice restaurant? And Mr. Wright says, texts her back and says, you know, that's a lot of money, I think. And as a matter of fact, take a look at the attached Excel spreadsheet. And he details the cost of the gas to get to the Airbnb, of course, the Airbnb itself price, a couple of stops at Starbucks, all totaled. He says, you know, even before we go away, you owe me $167.99. So she jumps on Reddit and she says, what do you think? I mean, is he smart or is he a schmuck? Okay, personally, I think it's okay. I mean, he's obviously into finances. He excels at money management. Perhaps he has had too many axes. Get it, axes. Axes, you know, spreadsheets. All right, you know, if you got to explain it, it just probably wasn't that funny. I'll do better, I promise. Hey, listen, welcome to the Kim Komando Show. It's your source for living the best digital life ever. You can find us on 400 top radio stations throughout the United States, streaming on your favorite radio app and also available as a podcast over at getkim.com. And you can find us also on American Forces Network Radio. Special thanks and shout outs goes to our servicemen and women. Love you guys and gals in the Army, Marine, Navy, Air Force, Coast Guard, and the Space Force who are protecting our great nation. And our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254. And I trust T-Mobile's network to keep me covered, and you should too. Their advanced network now goes farther than ever before. Check out the coverage in your area. It's amazing at T-Mobile.com/coverage. That's T-Mobile.com/coverage. And I'd also like to thank Start Mail for being here. Start Mail is a paid email service because you don't want free email. Let me tell you why. They exploit your data. Big tech does. They sell all of your data to the highest bidder. I don't trust big tech. You shouldn't either. Go to startmail.com/Kim. You get a 7-day free trial, 50% off the first year. It's not expensive, and don't trust big tech. That's startmail.com. Just start right there. Start with the letter T, startmail.com/Kim, and also LinkedIn. 2021 is looking up. If part of your growth strategy is adding new members to your business, LinkedIn Jobs finds the right person quickly. And to make things better, your first job post absolutely free. LinkedIn is an active community with over 722 million professionals worldwide. Let me tell you what happened to me on LinkedIn. I sent this guy a message on LinkedIn and he answered me. He's a big guy. I'm not going to tell you who he is, but he has done a whole bunch in the internet industry. And he answered me last week. And he said, I'm sorry for the delay. And I'm like, yes, a delay. I sent you that note back in 2013. Gosh. And I talked to him this past week and it was actually great. LinkedIn.com is amazing. But getting started with LinkedIn Jobs is easier than ever because here's the deal. They have new features to help you find qualified candidates. You can post a job with targeted screening questions. What a time saver that is. And LinkedIn will quickly get your role in front of more qualified candidates. You can manage job posts, contact these candidates from a single view on LinkedIn.com, because all these functions are streamlined into one simple screen. And now you can do all this from your mobile device, no matter where the day takes you. That's how LinkedIn Jobs can help you hire the right person faster. So when your business is ready to make that next great hire, find the right person with LinkedIn Jobs. And now you can post a job for free. Just visit LinkedIn.com/Kim. That's LinkedIn.com/Kim. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn.com/Kim. All right, let's start this hour with five things you need to know about consumer tech that will keep you up to date, make a difference in how you use your devices, what you buy, what you spend your money on. And chances are, a lot of your money goes to your monthly internet bill. But really, how good is the service? The FCC wants to hear it's all part of a new program called the Broadband Data Collection. And the whole purpose is to make existing broadband apps more accurate, especially where the service is limited. So they say that too many Americans are being left behind, so they want to hear from you. They don't want complaints about how much the company's charging or anything like that. It's about quality of service, QoS, quality of service, whether you're in a big city or in a rural community. Hit commando.com. We got more information regarding the link, including the link to report any type of issues to the FCC. Now, in the meantime, just remember, you can always move your router from the house to your barn because then you'll get, of course, more stable Wi-Fi. Number two, Facebook is going after the kiddos. That's right. Instagram, of course, owned by Facebook, is really meant for 13 and up, but nobody seems to enforce that. But now, guess what? There's Instagram for kids, a new version for kids under 13. How great is that? Horrible. There's no longer any debate that social media harms both kids and adults. It's addictive. It fuels jealousy, depression. If you have a kid, do not sign them up for Instagram for kids. I mean, don't forget Messenger Kids for Facebook launched a few years ago. It's supposed to be strict, but it actually let kids join groups with strangers. Whoopsies. If you haven't watched the film yet and you got kiddos in the house, even if you don't have kiddos in the house still, The Social Dilemma, just watch it this weekend. It's on Netflix. You'll see how dangerous and manipulative social media really is. Let's talk about Disney next. They've got some new movies at home for a price. I think this is interesting as we're all talking about cutting the cord. They're once again going to release not one, but two major films in theaters and on Disney Plus the very same day. The first is Cruella, a live-action take on 101 Dalmatians villain, of course, set to release May 28th. The second is Marvel's new blockbuster, Black Widow. It was set to be in theaters near a year ago, set to debut on July 9th. It's going to cost you extra, though. If you're a Disney Plus subscriber, now remember, you're already paying for Disney Plus, need to pay $30, wow, to watch each of these movies the day that they hit the theaters. I mean, not much different than the price you'd pay at a theater for a small popcorn. But let me tell you, I almost purchased some Marvel-branded socks the other day, but I didn't because I'm sure that they will make my feet all Thor. Number four, come for the cat video, stick around for the pet bed. That's right. Let's say you're watching a video over on YouTube. Well, now you're not just going to get the video. You're going to get some links to whatever they're talking about inside the video. So if you're watching a video about the top five outdoor grills to buy this year, you're automatically presented with product links. I mean, but it makes sense. How often do you look at YouTube videos and say, oh, yeah, I liked that, or I think I should buy that? It's not just about products. It could be anything that YouTube deems as a related product. So there's no end to the number of things that they're going to try to sell you. And one day, YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook, they're going to merge, I predict, and it's going to be called YouTwitface. And finally, number five, nothing is free, not even air. I thought this was really interesting. Online, they're selling something called Coast Capture Air from the UK. They say it's glass bottles filled with the freshest coastal air in Earl of Cornwall. The staff captures the air, they say, in areas that are unpolluted by man and machinery. They measure every bottle to ensure purity. But that's not even the worst part. There are actually several companies around the world that sells bottled air. The difference is the price. A single Coast Capture Air signature glass bottle sells for $105. Remember, this is a glass bottle filled with air. And somehow that's not as expensive as the air that's sold from the Swiss Alps that costs $170. But back to the Coast Capture Air. They give an explanation of how best to inhale the fresh coastal air, even ways to keep the expensive air from escaping. They must be inhaling something to spend that kind of money on virtually an empty glass bottle. It's like a cemetery having a sale. The scam is just a dead giveaway. And let me tell you about NetSuite. Trust me when I say I know the pains of running a small business. When you're the owner, you might be the marketeer, the accountant, the IT person, any other role under the sun. And we're doing it all, you need the right tools. So don't let QuickBooks and spreadsheets slow you down, making things harder than necessary. It's time for you to upgrade to NetSuite and stop paying for multiple systems that don't give you the information you need when you need it. So you can ditch all the old software you've outgrown. NetSuite by Oracle is the world's number one cloud business system. It gives you the visibility, control of your finances, HR, inventory, e-commerce, everything. And that's what it is. You see everything on one screen. So you're not making decisions with your gut anymore. You go, oh, I think that feels right. I think we should do that. No, let the data speak. Whether you're doing a million or hundreds of millions of revenue, you can save time and save money with NetSuite. Join the over 24,000 companies using NetSuite right now. They're going to show you how you can benefit your business. You're getting a free product tour, no obligations. Head over to the special address so they know that I sent you, netsuite.com/Kim. Schedule that tour right now while you're thinking about it. No time like the present. netsuite.com/Kim, netsuite.com/Kim. All right, coming up, we have our digital privacy tip. And we'll be talking about things that you need to know before you start booking travel, because I know we're all itching to get away, but I don't want you to get taken. And of course, we have all of your phone calls to come this hour of the Coast to Coast broadcast of the Kim Komando Show. Hey, you know, it's super important that you monitor the health of your laptop battery, or else it goes into the intergalactic bitbuck. And just a few moments, going to give you some tips about that. And just a quick reminder, if you're listening to the show gets interrupted for whatever the reason, or if you'd like to hear parts of the show again, or you've missed hour two or three or whatever it may be, you can get the entire show live or on demand as a podcast over at GetKim.com. Once again, that's GetKim.com. You get a free 30-day trial after that, just a few bucks a month, because we make money the old-fashioned way. We earn it. We're not tracking you like big tech. And how about we start this hour with Brad in San Antonio, Texas. Hi there, Brad.
Hello, Kim. How are you today?
Fantastic. Thanks for your call today. Happy to hear from you.
Well, just to let you know that I'm a longtime listener, and I always take one or two things from every show that I hear on the weekends, and I hope you don't mind if I steal some of your dad jokes. Is that okay?
That's fine. Okay, look, did you hear that, Michael? Did you hear it? Another person appreciates my jokes.
I know. Well, somebody does.
Okay, thank you, Mike.
You have to listen carefully, too, so that's a good thing.
Well, I will tell before you go on, I'll tell you this. I got an email from a guy, and it was all in caps. Okay, all caps. So obviously, everybody knows you type in all caps. The guy's ticked off, right? And he sent me a note, and he said, you know, I wish that you would stop that, and I wish that you would just do a straight show, because I can't tell when you're serious or not.
That's true. You do sort of have good smooth transition into those shows, I have to say.
Well, but if you can't figure it out, that's, well, anyway. So what's going on?
Well, I just wanted to call probably about a month or two ago. You had a call from a gentleman who unfortunately had prostate cancer and not a very good prognosis.
Charles, yes.
And it was clear that, and I certainly was touched, and it was clear that you were also. But I was also struck by the fact that he had a lot of similarities to my situation, and he wanted to leave basically a legacy for his son. And I should back up and say that I wish him the very best. I hope that his treatments go better than he thinks, and this prognosis is not.
Yeah, you never know. You know, when my mom was diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer, they gave her 3 months to live, and today, let me knock on wood. There I go. She's cancer-free.
Yep.
Okay.
Exactly.
So,
well, and I had stage 3 colon cancer also, and I've determined that no one gives you that time. You know, it's beyond that, and you just have to hope for the best and do your best and get a good medical team around you. But I'm glad to hear that good news for your mother. That's excellent.
Thank you.
But he wanted to basically put a. And I believe you had suggested some sort of a video record for his son in the worst case. And it would be an important thing in any event to have that record. And my situation was somewhat similar. And so maybe looking for a suggestion or two, I've used Ancestry.com and Newspapers.com, as well as some public records. And what I was trying to do was to verify a family story that my grandmother's first child was stillborn. And through that technology, I was able to actually confirm it. And so
really?
uh, Yes, it was amazing. You're able to locate the death certificate, which said that she died of prolonged labor. Mm-hmm. So that confirmed the immediate story. And there is such detail in some of these newspaper reports that it had Mrs. Quinlan has been very ill shortly after this stillbirth.
Was in the newspaper? Yes. Wow,
that was in the newspaper.
That's
you,
cool.
You would be surprised. And Mr. Ollie Lawson has had a nasty hatchet attack.
I guess that was big news, right? And
that was excellent big news. And they had reports about car wrecks and that sort of thing. So it's not all very dark. But I then discovered some information about another family member, and it was a similar thing. But it had a happy ending. Very briefly, it was my great aunt. She had a 6-year-old who died of a brain tumor. About a year later, her husband died of typhoid fever. And it gets worse. She died about 3 years later of cancer.
Oh, my gosh.
And that left 7 orphan children. And at that point, I was just going, I don't want to know anymore about this family.
Right.
They are so snake bit. It's not funny. And I thought, no, go to something more recent and better. So I went to my great uncle's obituary, and it had a very nice write-up for him. At the very end of it, it said, and he is survived by 2 nieces and a nephew that he raised from the time they were children.
Oh.
And I recognized the names from having seen the information on Ancestry.com. And I'm looking and I'm going, he took in 3 of those kids.
You know,
and I would bet you.
Isn't that, though?
Sorry,
no, I was going to say, isn't that just amazing that, you know, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, none of these facts would have been accessible to you, Brad, right? I mean, he wouldn't have been able to have put all these pieces together. But now that we have these tools, you don't have to check out newspapers.com. I'm sure they charge a subscription. I would be curious. I'm going to type in my grandmother's name. I wonder if they have something there about her in starting a business, a window washing business in New York when she went through Ellis Island, didn't know any English from the Ukraine. Isn't that something? Hey, listen, I always stress the importance of regular data backups, and iDrive's cloud-based backup solution is the best in the business. Just go to iDrive.com, use promo code Kim to save 90% off your first year. That's iDrive.com, promo code Kim. Brad, thank you so much for your call today, and much success and prayers with you always for your continued cancer-free diagnosis. That's right. It's time now for Brand New or Not True. This week is brought to you by Epson. Kiss expensive cartridges goodbye. EcoTank makes it easy. So make the switch today. Add EcoTank to your online shopping list so you can just fill and chill. Available at Amazon, Dell, Micro Center, and at Epson.com/EcoTankCamp. Yes, it is time for Brand New or Not True. And in case you're a new listener just joining us, every week we have thousands and thousands of new gadgets, apps, websites, smart this and smart that, hitting the market in the tech world. And sometimes we look at them and go, what were they thinking? And then they become yet the next unicorn, billions of dollars. And then other times you look at the product and you're like, that's really a great idea. So now when playing Brand New or Not True, I, the host, present you, the home listener, along with a very special contestant every week, with 3 gadgets in the tech world. It's up to you to decide which 2 products of the 3 are brand new that you can go out and buy right now, and which 1 product is not true. It's a complete fake. I made it up. So 2 are real, 1 is fake. Now, you may notice no product names are going to be given until the very end. You see, I have heard and I have seen you look things up in Google during Brand New or Not True, and you're cheating. No cheating allowed here. It's like cheating in a limbo competition. How low can you go? And joining us here for Brand New or Not True this week is our very special caller, Sandra in Atlanta, Georgia. Are you ready to play?
Yes, I'm ready. Hi, Kim.
Hi. And now, let me tell you, if you win, because you are a worthy contestant, I will do a cameo for you. Now, if you're not familiar with cameos, it's a term used to describe when a celebrity, that would be me, does a video message just for you. Maybe it's wishing you a happy birthday, someone in your family, an anniversary. Father Andrew was also a contestant recently, and he's been a longtime listener of the show. And I did a cameo for his video podcast. So, you know, it's up there. And if you lose, it's still a great prize. You get an official Kim Komando Show fanny pack. Okay.
Woo-hoo-hoo.
Woo-hoo. Okay, are you ready to play?
Yes.
Okay, product number one. Now remember, two are real, one is fake. It's up to you to decide which is the fake product.
Okay.
Product number one is a wireless speaker with a light show. So let's say you're at a local bar, open mic night, and we're all pretending to be on the dance floor. So until we can get back on the dance floor, the quarantine dance parties are going. So you have a speaker, a smart speaker, does a lot more than just play music. There's an LED light show that mimics the lights from live musical performances, and the speed of the lights synchronize with each song played. So it can be manually adjusted. The sound of a song is converted to pops of light at a speed of 0.004 seconds. It connects via Bluetooth or aux input, live light mode, three different settings, beat for up-tempo, ambient for relaxed, and candle for those slow songs. Make sure you ask anyone around you if they're susceptible to lighting shows, such as seizures, before you haul this baby out. That's just some sound advice for you. It's $295. That's product number one. Product number two is, speaking of fanny packs, this one will charge your phone because the fanny pack is now in vogue. A lot of people don't know this, but now you can go ahead and just drop your phone in it. It will instantly charge it. As an internal battery pack, wireless charging pad, the bag's internal battery gets recharged. Also has a Bluetooth speaker built in for those times that you want to listen to your favorite tunes or podcast or your favorite show, mine, on the go. Designed to work with any phone, Samsung, Apple, that has wireless charging. TSA-approved bag. And since Apple and Samsung aren't shipping chargers with their smartphone boxes anymore, you can get the wireless charger you need and a stylish fanny pack. So you might be asking, aside from my phone, how many bottles of hand sanitizer can fit in this fanny pack? Just one, because then it's no longer empty. Product number three, a desk that turns into art. So many people are working from home that we now have an innovative desk. It's a desk that you mount to the wall. When it's closed, it's a piece of art that you see. So you have to visualize this. Say you need to get some work done. You walk over to what looks like a photograph of the ocean, trees, your family, me. You pull it down and viola. The photo turns into a desk with a pair of 24 full HD monitors, USB connections. The desk is 47 inches by 24 inches. And I know what you're thinking. You know, Kim, I really would like an image of you for this wall art desk. I know that's what you're thinking. That'll cost you, but not as much as the wall desk will. The wall desk is $1,500. Okay, so you ready? You have two real products here, one fake product. It's up to you to pick out the fake product. We're all depending upon you right now.
Okay. Number three is the fake product.
You sure?
Yes.
Okay, let's ask our judges.
Okay, we go to the judges. Is Chandra correct? No, that is not the fake product. The fake product is the
fanny pack. You know what? But you lose, you're going to get the fanny pack.
Okay, so, great. I'll take the fanny pack.
All right. So a fanny pack goes out to Sandra in Atlanta, Georgia.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank
so
you.
I also know that you have a question for me. So how can I help you?
I do. And thank you for taking my call, Kim. I've been listening to you for a long time. I'm here in Atlanta. And my Toshiba satellite, one of my favorite, I love Toshiba, although they don't make them anymore, it fell off the desk. And then the next day I had that infamous blue screen. Needless to say, I didn't do a really great job of backing up my computer. So I want to know if you can recommend how I can get information from my internal hard drive.
Oh, you didn't make a backup.
I have a backup, but it's really old. It's like I know. And I don't back up to the cloud. I have a backup.
Your pain, my heart is breaking right now. As a regular listener, you know better.
I know.
Oh.
Just kill me now. Okay. I've already been suffering.
Okay,
but I thought,
right.
You know what? I'm going to call Kim. She
right.
might could help me or recommend okay. a company or something.
So does the only thing you see, does the drive make any sounds at all?
Yes, it makes a few sounds. Actually, I had someone take the hard drive out of the Toshiba. So I ended up getting a new computer, but I don't know what my options are actually, if any.
All right. Here's what you can do, and it's only about $10 for you to try this, and then before you have to spend the big bucks, let's just try $10. Okay.
Okay.
And the $10 is, and don't worry about writing anything down. I'll send you a link. $10
okay,
is you're going to buy this little gadget on Amazon. And you just, because you say you already have the hard drive out of it. And then you're going to slip that hard drive into this like little enclosure and plug it into another computer and see if something can be seen on that hard drive. So you're not trying to boot off of it. You're just trying to see if you can pull some of the data off of it. Okay.
Right.
All right.
Okay.
So that's number one is the $10 solution.
Okay.
The other solution could cost $500 and just keep going up.
Okay.
And that's if you are going to hire a professional data recovery company.
Okay.
And I can give you the names for a few, like Gilware, another one's OnTrack. They've been around for many, many years. Both have, actually. And then what you do is you fill out a couple of forms on their website, or pardon me, answer a few questions on their website. Fill out the form, and then they give you an estimate back.
Okay.
So that's about the best. But here's the deal, is that whenever you don't make a backup and you lose stuff, all of a sudden, you know what you get?
Nothing.
You get the backup religion. Right?
I know, right?
Yes. All of a sudden, you're like, okay.
I'm backing up every day,
yes.
Every night,
you're
twice
like,
a day.
I'm backing up. Okay, because this is never going to happen to me ever again. This is not going to happen, right? So now you have the backup.
My daughter says I need to back up to the cloud as opposed to using an external hard drive.
She's
what do you
smart.
Think?
Yep, she's smart. There's a company called iDrive. They've been a sponsor of mine for many, many years.
Mm-hmm,
and
know.
Costs like $5-6 a month. Huh? Hello?
Okay.
All right.
Alrighty.
I'm not gonna beat you up anymore because you already lost. Okay. I'm brand new or not true. All right. Okay. So.
Alrighty.
But we're gonna send you the fanny pack, and you promise me you're gonna sign up for iDrive, right?
Okay. And actually, I love fanny packs, so I thought that second one was a great idea. I've been doing fanny packs even when they were out of style.
Are you single? Are you
See?
Single?
See.
I am.
Yeah.
Michael.
I need to take a trip to Atlanta.
Michael, you know
Come
what?
Down. Come on down.
Michael loves, you know what? This is where the fanny pack came from. Okay. It's like, she says, Michael goes on dates, and he went on a date and he wore a fanny pack. And I said, Michael, you never go on a date with a fanny pack on. Right. And so ever since then, you know, I've given him like cute fanny packs, funny fanny packs. Like the best one I gave him was a fanny pack that looks like a man's belly. And with all,
I've got that right here.
With all hair and everything on it, with that belly button. You know what I'm talking about? It's like, ugh. But anyway, so.
That's why I thought that fanny pack was a great idea, because who does not go out with their phones with a fanny pack and listen to music while they walk? I do that all the time.
See, we need to have, maybe we should invent that, the fanny pack charger with this Bluetooth speaker.
I know.
That was it. All right. So if you ever get to if you ever get to Phoenix, Sandra, you let us know, because we got a man for you, baby. We do. And thank you for playing along. And go sign up for iDrive, girl. Come on. All right, it's time now for our digital privacy tip. And this week is brought to you by SolveIQ. Do you call your kids every single time you have a problem with your home computer? They love you. They do. But they're just too busy with their own issues to walk you through fixing your PC's problems. With all the phone and web tech support scams out there, it can be really hard to know where to turn, who you can trust. That's why I'm telling you about SolveIQ. You can have access to experienced, reliable, patient, knowledgeable help whenever you need it. Maybe the printer's acting up, your webcam just stopped working. Just a few bucks a month, you call Solve IQ tech experts as many times as you want. Here's the special address, solveiq.com/Kim. That's S-O-L-V-E, the letters IQ, solveiq.com/Kim. This week, it's all about travel plans. 10 things for you to think about, including, number one, searches are up. So what does that mean? The travel scams are also up. So be watch out for those. We're going to tell you what to look for. Number two, always look at reviews. Airbnb, TripAdvisor, VRBO, they all have their own reviews. And pay attention to cleanliness, cancellation policies, very important. Location, customer service. Also want you to think about booking a flight that can be adjusted if necessary. American Airlines has gotten rid of all the change fees. Delta has eliminated change and cancel fees for tickets. And some tickets are eligible for full refunds. JetBlue has no change or cancel fees, and canceled flights are eligible for a refund. Number four, this is for Sandra and for everybody else. Make sure you pack up. Also, make sure you turn on Find My Device and Find My on your iOS gadgets, because you never know where you're going to miss that. Also, take a look at your credit cards for any type of travel perks. American Express, you can earn perks at more than 1,100 properties. You get daily breakfast for 2, 4 p.m. checkout, complimentary access to lounges across 140 countries. You have the Chase Sapphire Preserve. You get the airport lounges as well as car rentals. Capital One Spark Miles, you get credit for global entry, TSA PreCheck. Six is important. Papers in order. Yes, make sure if you have a COVID vaccine, you're going to be flying with that. Documentation as well. Don't forget your mask. You might need a COVID test if you're leaving the country. We're going to talk to you about contactless payment. And also, finally, always be careful about sharing those travel photos online, because you know, never know who's going to be taking a look at them. You can find links to all of these and get more details over on our website. That's commando.com. And then hit the link that says Kim Show. Still to come this hour, we have a scam we need to tell you about. It's these fake text messages. There's always something out there. So stay right where you are here at the Kim Komando Show. Hey, let ExpressVPN turbocharge your Netflix subscription. Encrypt your data. Change your server location and access thousands of Netflix shows only available outside the U.S. Get 3 extra months free at expressvpn.com/Kim. All right, we have this fabulous newsletter called The Current. And most of the newsletter content is in the newsletter, meaning like there aren't links out. What we do is we write The Current from start to finish, so that this way, when you open this email, everything that you need to see is in the email, which is different than our other newsletters. And there's hardly any advertising in The Current, maybe just some sponsored posts. And that's all. We'd actually tell you when they're sponsored. But some topics from some recent editions of The Current. 5 things that your free email provider tracks about you. These are stuff that we're not putting on the site. As a matter of fact, I was talking to Allie, our content queen. I'm like, we should put this stuff from The Current on the site maybe a few weeks after The Current. So we're working on that. But we also talk about a person who shot to stardom in Japanese social media circles for her beautiful smile and passion for motorcycles, but she is a he. Also, we're going to tell you how to hide files and folders in Windows. That's The Current. And no ads, no garbage. Current is delivered to your inbox twice a week. That's all. Sign up right now. You're going to love it. Sign up right now while you're thinking about it. Commando.com/The Current. That's commando.com/The Current. Megan in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Hello there, Megan.
Hi, Kim. How are you?
Good, good. How can I help you?
Hi. So my grandma passed away in January. We kind of went through all her photos and things like that, and I was able to pile them all into a movie on my iPhone 12 Max Pro. And I was just wondering how I can get it out to everybody, like extended family, so everybody can have this movie and enjoy like how her sure. life was.
That's so sweet that you were able to do that. That's very nice. Mm-hmm. Now, so you have this, how long's the movie on your phone?
It's about 3 minutes.
Okay. Now, what if you just uploaded the movie to YouTube, or you have people that wouldn't be able to use YouTube?
I thought about that, but most of them are the older generation, so they don't have interest in computers or anything.
Okay. All right. So you want to put it on a DVD?
I was thinking about that, yeah.
Okay. All right. So here's the deal. So somehow we have to get it off your phone and then onto, mm-hmm. you can put it on a memory stick, or you can put it on a little memory card.
Okay.
If you have it in the cloud, it's on your MacBook or on a computer, you can just download it, put it on a memory stick or a little card. Okay. Then what you do is you can take it to Walmart, or you can upload that. Actually, now that I think about it, you don't even need to put it on a card. You can upload that video up to walmart.com. They have this whole photo area. Then you can have it, you can ask them to send it to you on a DVD. And it's about $4 a DVD, or you can have them send it to you on a USB if that's what you want as well. But that's probably the easiest way, instead of going through all these different gyrations, you know, getting computers and DVD drives and, you know, that other stuff. And I just like to keep it simple. So upload the movie over at walmart.com and then pay your $4 a disc and they'll send you the DVDs in the mail. And isn't life grand? Hey, stay right where you are. Me talking about a new text message scam that you need to be aware of here on the Kim Komando Show. You know, free email services bank on exploiting your data by selling it to the highest bidder. Don't trust big tech. Go to startmail.com/Kim to get a 7-day free trial and 50% off the first year. That's start with the letter T, startmail.com/Kim. All right, who doesn't like to win prizes? But how often do you enter competitions like that? But let's say you get a notification from Amazon. You have won one of their sweepstakes. You've won AirPods, an Apple Watch, or other expensive techs. And then in the text, it asks you to click on the link to claim your prize. It's a total scam. Okay, don't buy this stuff. The link takes you to a malicious site. And once you enter all your details, your info's compromised. And then it's bad news after that. So just go ahead and delete the Amazon link. You didn't win anything. Sorry. Hey, stay right where you are. We have another jam-packed, fun-filled hour you never, ever want to miss here on the Westar Multimedia Network.